Hello, this is Pei. Today I'm interviewing my classmates about stories. And my first interviewee is Son. Hi, Son.
Hi.
Have you been told many stories?
Not really.
No? Do you have a story that is your favorite?
I don't know which stories do you want.
Say, when you were a child, did your mother tell you many stories? Like Cinderella, Three Little Pigs, Snow White?
Snow White? Yes, traditional story books.
But there's Western stories. Do you have Korean stories?
Yes, we have, but I can't explain. So now I read the book for my baby and Snow White. Three Pigs too.
No Korean stories?
I have, but I can't remember now, so I can't talk to you. My baby likes little books very much, so when I sit the floor, my baby gives books to me, so I read it for him. It depends. Sometimes he gives the Korean books, I read the Korean, so sometimes he gives.
Thank you, Son. And next one, Kea. Hi, Kea. Do you like stories?
Yes, I do.
Which one is your favorite?
Romantic story.
Romantic? Can you shortly share it with us?
Sorry?
Can you shortly share it with us? Can you tell us about it?
It's not English story, it's Indian story. And maybe you never heard this story. Its name is Devdas. Yeah. Did you heard that before?
What's it about?
It's about a rich man's son and a poor girl. Yeah.
And what happened between them?
They fell in love, but the family couldn't accept them. And at the end, the girl married another boy, and at the end, the boy died.
Which boy? The rich one?
Yeah, the rich one, yeah.
And is the girl sad?
Sad, yeah.
And that's the end of the story?
Yeah, that's the
end. Oh, it's sad.
Yeah.
Okay. As we know, Jin's hometown is very different. Now, let's see if Jin has a different story.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you a story, not about others, but about me, not in my hometown, in my auntie's town. Yeah, when I was younger, maybe 5 years old, I went there. I like one dish is mushroom cooked with meat.
Mushroom with meat?
Yeah. My uncle planted mushrooms by himself, and every week we pick them twice a week. 1 week we went to pick them. The adults were tall enough to reach them. Yeah, but I was too short. So I just picked some small ones. They were just growing up. But I'm very happy. When I went home, I said to my grandmother, she's not my grandmother, but my cousin's grandmother. I also called her grandmother. I told her I could pick a mushroom by myself. I was very proud. But when she began cooking, she found that they were too small to cook, so they have to throw them. It was a waste. But after that thing, everybody called me Big Guts. Just joking.
What was that?
Big Guts. So now if I phone them, they will call me, "Ha, you are Big Guts. I know you, I remember you, let's. Then we began to talk another thing. Yeah. It is a funny story. My mother told other people every time when I'm not there. But when I come back, they will ask me, "It's true? It was true." I was embarrassed. Yeah, maybe it was funny at later time. When Pei Yi told us she will talk about this topic, I thought later, so I told you.
Very good.
Okay. Do people still remember your story now?
Yeah, yes.
They're still talking about it now?
Yes. Yeah, so I thought I said the letter every time when I found them, they also talked the letter. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very interesting. Yes. Anna.
Yes.
Have you ever heard a story that you think it affect you until now?
I remember a short story when I was young. It talked about don't let your children to be a lazy guy. When your child is little, mom often prepares all of things for them. For example, help them to get dressed, prepared food for them and feed them. And there was a mother. Maybe she's not good mother. She prepared all of things for her son. One day, she went to the other place, far from. She was not at home several days, maybe 1 week. She prepared a food, a Chinese food. But
I know
that's
like
so.
The one I know is there's a lazy wife. And her husband have to go away, and then as she prepare a big pastry
bread,
and with a hole inside, and then
put the neck
and hung it on her neck.
Yeah. It's softer bread. Or his wife's neck.
But they were too lazy.
But
they were
so easy.
To move the bread.
Yeah.
When
their husband or their mother come back,
they were dead.
Nearly dead.
But the cake was just one side eaten, another was all still
left.
Yeah, untouched. But maybe
because
some green
moss.
Yeah.
So, my story is about mom and the son. Her story is about wife and husband.
But same idea.
Yeah.
So who told you this story? Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
To make sure you became a good mother.
Yeah, maybe.
So how does it affect you?
Sometimes I think I don't do a lot of things. I can depend on my father or mom. I can depend on my husband now. This story reminds me I need to do something by myself. The story has told me not to be a lazy lady.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
So let's go to Africa. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What's your most impressive story when you were a child?
Yeah, when I was a child, I knew many stories, but my favorite story is Robinson Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe?
So, I like that.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, he is an Englishman who works in a ship.
Yes.
But one day when they traveled through the ocean, the ship sank.
The ship sank?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
All the people were dead, but he is alive. He was a good swimmer when he was young. That's why he swam.
So he saved herself?
Yeah. But he arrived in one island for 25 years, I think.
25 years?
Yeah. He lived alone. After many years, he got a friend. Yeah.
Monkey?
Friday. Friday. Yeah. He called him Friday.
So
because
who is Friday?
The other guy.
Other guy?
Yeah, the Wilson Crusoe. The monkey.
The monkey is Friday.
Yeah, the monkey. He called him, he called it Friday.
Oh, okay.
Because he met on Friday.
He lived in the island for 25 years.
Yes.
And then he dead?
No. After that, when an English ship came and took him, rescued him to England.
Oh, okay. Then how did he live in the island?
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
He's his own work? Did he build a house? A
he built everything.
Something?
Everything.
He did everything like in England.
Yeah, he started a new life in that island.
Oh, with Friday.
With Friday, yeah.
Yes, why do you like this story?
Because I like him. He is hard worker. He survived for a long time. He has hope. He was very resourceful. That's why I like it.
So I think maybe this story affect to be a soldier.
No. When I was
compulsory.
A child.
It's compulsory.
Compulsory, yeah.
How to be a soldier.
You have to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Peng. Thank you.
And hello, May.
Hello, Peng.
I know you have two daughters.
Yeah.
Do you tell them stories?
Yeah, I always tell them stories. You know, I think a story is very good education. Telling story is a very good education method, you know. Every night I put story tape into the record and let it play when my daughter wants to sleep. I find it's very not lazy mom, because I think if I read some story, sometimes I read story whole day, but at night I put story tape because it's let my daughter have good memory. And I found it have a good effect because my two daughters speak earlier and have a good spoken skills.
Are the tapes in Chinese or English?
Chinese story. So my old daughter have a very good speaking skills. Sometimes I took them to Hurstville Library to join the joy tale. It's English joy tale. So. She can understand English. It's very good community service, I think. In English, yeah. On Monday morning, twice every Monday. Yeah, twice every Monday. And a friend, I take them to Pensas Public School. A teacher will, English teacher still tell English story. So I think it's very, have a good story. You know, when I was a kid, I had no enough opportunity to listen to story because I was born during Cultural Revolution in China. So I have more chance to read the storybook or listen to story. But when I go to school, I read a lot of story. I think it's have a good effect for me. So when I got two daughters, I think it's very important to let them read story or listen to story.
So
yeah.
What kind of story do you usually tell them?
Just like very popular in the world, just Snow White, Cinderella, Three Pigs, and Little Red Riding Hood, and so on. This story, I think, they are so popular because they have very good meanings for kids. Yeah, I think so.
Do you tell them Chinese traditional stories?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think Chinese culture is very important. Because China have 5,000 years history, have many good stories for Chinese. So I hope my two daughters accept two different cultures. Yeah, match together.
Yeah,
I think it's bad to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Thank you,
May.
Thank you.
That's all. Thank you.